unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you've got. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn some valuable lessons on how to be more disciplined. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to learn about how to make discipline your superpower. Now, let's begin. Number 1, ignore the norm. While you know the importance of developing self-discipline, other people won't always understand. They might think you're strange for waking up before sunrise. Maybe they make fun of you for forcing yourself to be productive. They might even laugh every time you substitute a burger for a salad. While you're trying to rid your life of toxic habits, they'll tell you that you're making life harder for no reason, that you should just let loose and have fun like everybody else. But you're trying not to be like everyone else. The vast majority of people have no self-discipline. They struggle with motivation and find themselves wasting more time than they use. As a result, most people are unsatisfied with how their life pans out. They'll sit around years later and wonder about all the things they could have done differently to accomplish their goals. So yeah, you're strange. You're not like most people, but that's because you're doing something they couldn't. You're building the confidence and motivation to pursue your dreams instead of waiting for them to pass you by. You're looking into the future and taking concrete steps to achieve your definition of success. None of that would be possible without the self-discipline that you're developing right now, because all those good habits hone your work ethic and teach you how to use delayed gratification. Unlike most people, you can make sacrifices in the present and earn the successful future you envision for yourself. So go ahead, let them call you weird. Let them tease you about your detailed to-do lists or strict routines. You know that you're putting in all this hard work for a reason. You're setting aside short-term rewards to improve the quality of your entire life. The truth is, in order to surpass most people, you have to be different from most people. Now, that might mean skipping a party to grind out another couple of hours of work, or being made fun of by people who don't understand the long-term benefits of what you're doing. Either way, ignoring the norm is an essential part of the process, so don't be afraid to embrace it. Number 2, execution plans. Setting clear and concise goals is a critical part of building self-discipline. But after you've established those manageable goals for yourself, well, what do you do next? Think about goals like checkpoints on your ultimate journey toward success. You have to stop at each one to get where you need to go, but sometimes the road from point A to point B has some twists and turns. Setting a goal doesn't tell you how to overcome the roadblocks standing in your way. That's where a detailed execution plan comes into the picture. After you've set your sights on a new goal, take some time to figure out the strategies that you'll use to get there. What information have you learned along the way that might help you? Can you anticipate any problems and find ways to work around them? Without an execution plan, even the most diligent goal setters may find themselves stagnating. That lack of progress can really take a toll on your motivation and self-discipline. So devise a detailed execution plan to make sure you never stop moving forward. Number 3. Snowballing habits. It takes approximately 1 to 2 months for your brain to register a new habit or routine. Now, of course, that number fluctuates depending on the type of behavior you're trying to learn. Let's take a bad habit like eating junk food. For most people, it only takes a few days for your body to start craving salty snacks. Why? Well, because habits with powerful short-term rewards are much easier for your brain to immediately latch onto. A good habit, on the other hand, requires your brain to make short-term sacrifices in favor of long-term benefits. These habits, despite being much healthier for you, take significantly longer for your brain to internalize. So how do you get the best of both worlds? Is there some way to create habits that are healthy and easy to learn? The trick is to start small and then snowball these little changes into larger, more impactful routines. The goal is to increase the likelihood that you retain those habits. So instead of diving headfirst, you should gradually ease your way in. Okay, let's say, for example, that you want to start working out for an hour every day. But right now, you don't exercise at all. What's the chances that this new behavior will become a habit? Pretty low. So you shrink your ultimate goal down into something smaller and easier. Okay, let's try going for a 15-minute walk at the same time each day. That sounds easy enough, right? There's very little drawback, so it won't take nearly as long for your body and brain to get on board. Once exercise becomes a part of your daily routine, you can turn those walks into runs. You'll find the transition a lot easier when your brain has a similar behavior to build off of. It's already used to setting aside time to work out, so jogging doesn't feel like a major change. Eventually, jogging will feel like a regular part of your routine, too. And when that happens, you can increase the difficulty again and slowly build toward your ultimate goal of an hour a day. While snowballing takes a lot longer than jumping right in, there's a much higher chance that those good habits will actually stick around.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.